Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, and we've actually met some cool new people, Megan and Matt from Coffee Powered Comics. How's it going, guys?
It's going good. How are you?
Not too bad. What have you guys thought about this show today?
I think it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of new people, a lot of things I didn't know was out here, so... with this being our first year and only our second kind of convention run out, it's been a lot of fun.
It's nice to get to actually sit there and, like, talk to people and put ideas out and get feedback on them.
Oh, we're the same way. It's been great meeting new people and seeing everyone that's come in here today. Now, earlier you were both telling me about some of the series that you're working on. I'll start with Matt, if you could tell us about yours.
Sure. Mine's a fun kind of sitcom humor comic book. It's called The Devil's My Roommate. It's all about the main character's kind of shut-in character. His name's Adrian, who gets tangled up in this whole new world where both the God and the Devil picked him to do to get the next biblical biblical chapter going. So God wants him to become like the new saint for the new millennium, whereas the Devil wants him to help bring an Antichrist onto Earth. And so they cut a deal where they can't use their powers directly to influence him anymore. So the Devil actually literally moves in with him into his apartment and gets him out onto all these kind of sitcom ideas, like dragging him out to nightclubs and hooking him up with dates and stuff to try and get him to get a girlfriend. And God sends down Michael and Gabriel to just go and throw monkey wrenches into every kind of plan that he can come up with. It's kind of Pinky and the Brain humor, tongue-in-cheek on humor on Christianity, and just all kinds of different crazy ideas and antics as much as I can come up with this comic.
Sounds fascinating, actually. And Megan, if you could tell us a little bit about yours?
I write two. My first one is Lighter Side of Dark, and you focus on poor little Jace, who is a radio broadcast student who runs a night program as part of his course. And during his night program, he finds out one night that he's not as edgy as he'd like to be. So he decides to become a supervillain so he can throw his broadcasting weight behind the supervillain and appear edgy. When his doormate finds out that he is a supervillain, his doormate just goes insane and sets Jace up on all these silly ploys and tries to get him the perfect supervillain weapon. But slowly, a superhero comes up to try to defeat Jace. His name is Vigilante, and he is my favorite agent. The guy I like to pawn all the bad ideas off of, including shutting down a puppy mill and giving the puppies to the orphans. He looks really good on paper, but just don't think too much further into him and you won't see the flaws, sort of guy. And the other one is called Living the Dream. It's basically a set of couples all out of their post-secondary courses in their limbo between graduation and finding their dream job and starting their forever homes and lives. It's four people living in a two-bedroom apartment with two cats, a guinea pig, and a bearded dragon, and all of the antics that you expect from that little limbo point in life.
Sounds interesting as well. When did you guys start the venture of Coffee Powered Comics?
We are currently posting week 35 Saturday night.
Nice.
So about 7 months ago we started it up. We got the website on, threw our first comics on, and see how things went from there.
We're just deep enough that you can start falling in love with us without having to sit there and read for the next 2 days.
That's cool. I know I'm going to check it out as soon as I get home, actually, because it sounds fascinating to me.
This is our second convention out, so we tried the one in March at the Cambridge Comic Con.
Okay.
And, we're trying to see if we can get some more readers. We'd love to hear all the feedback anybody has. We have a contact page there, so if anybody's got any crazy ideas or just want to say what they think, we always appreciate the info.
Our Facebook page is Coffee Powered Comics, and starting in another another couple weeks, we'll be doing a survey to see if anyone can come up for any new weapons for Jace.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Apparently, a super soaker turned into a flamethrower did not go over so well.
Sounds cool to me, actually.
Yeah, you'll see the flaw. It will come up in about 3 more weeks, the flaw with that one, but...
Nice. You guys planning on doing any other shows or conventions?
Not officially related right now. We will be at Anime North this in the upcoming next 2 weeks, but we'll just be there.
Okay.
So, but
we're not committed to anything, but we love going to things. So.
Oh, I hear you there.
Yeah. But,
even if you have a small show, give us a link, and we'll try to fit it in.
Nice. Are you guys fans of comics? Any artists or writers influenced you in any way?
Honestly, for me, that's the kind of with the classic humor of original Stan Lee's work, just how how it was always a lot more lighthearted with like the original Spider-Man comics and stuff.
Yes.
Where he'd come up with some of the weird characters like Dr. Noah Body and like bad puns like that. it's more of where I like to, where I kind of like situated my comics, at least for this one. With.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm starting up a new one that I'm trying to get out hopefully by the end of this month. It's more based around D&D stuff, and kind of a minor. There's some influences with that was the independent series, The Gamers, and things like Looking for Group and Order of the Stick. Like there's a for a more fantasy look.
Okay.
I'd like to say that I've been influenced by all these name-dropped artists, but honestly, my background is in fashion design and punk style. So if you look at my, if you look at the Living or the Lighter Side of Dark characters, you can see that. And when I met Matt, he got me into the comics and more of that stuff. So.
That's cool. Cool. Well, it was awesome meeting you guys, and we'll definitely get the word out about your stuff, and hopefully we'll talk to you again someday.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.